Unit 6. Fuel Cells. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hi. What are you up to? Internet shopping?
Yeah. I'm doing some research on hybrid cars. I'm thinking of buying one.
A hybrid car? You mean an electric car?
Not exactly. A hybrid car uses both gasoline and batteries for power.
Why would you want one of those? I mean, I know they're better for the environment, but aren't they really small and slow? And don't you have to stop all the time to recharge the batteries?
No, no. With hybrids, you don't have to recharge the battery, just fill the gas tank. The batteries get their power from a small gasoline or diesel engine, and they use gas a lot more efficiently.
How efficiently?
The most popular hybrid these days get 52 miles per gallon of gas, and there's another one that gets 70 miles per gallon. That's the most gas-efficient car ever built. Let me just bring up the website so I can show you. There's a photo of it.
Hmm. It looks a little bit like a toy, but I guess it's not as bad as I thought. And I guess now would be a good time to get a hybrid, considering how expensive gas is getting.
Yeah. Not to mention that less gas means less pollution.
Less pollution, but they still burn some gas, so they still pollute the air. And throwing away old, dead batteries isn't exactly good for the environment either.
You have a point there. But still, batteries are the best way to reduce gas consumption by cars right now. That won't always be true, of course.
It won't? Why? What's better than a battery-powered car?
A car that runs on a fuel cell?
Oh, right. I've heard about those. Fuel cells use hydrogen, right?
Right. To put it simply, they convert hydrogen and oxygen into water, and that process produces electricity.
But how is that better than batteries?
Well, batteries eventually run out of fuel and die.
And fuel cells don't?
No, as long as they have a supply of hydrogen and oxygen, in theory they can last forever. And all they put into the environment is water and heat.
If that's the case, then why aren't all the car companies making fuel cell cars?
A lot of them are working on it, but there are some difficult technical problems to be worked out. Like I said, they need a supply of hydrogen and oxygen. Well, the oxygen is easy to get. It can come from the air. But hydrogen isn't so easy. You can't just go out and buy it, because it's hard to store and transport. So one way they're trying to solve this problem is through reformers.
What are reformers?
Reformers are devices for turning other fuels into hydrogen. Then the hydrogen goes into the fuel cell. The other fuel could be something like natural gas or methanol. Methanol seems to be the best choice for a hydrogen source because it's similar to gasoline, and it's easy to store.
Okay, so the car of the future will have a fuel cell and a reformer, and you'll fill it up with methanol. So there'll be less air pollution. But what about performance?
Actually, there's no reason why fuel cell cars couldn't run just as well and as safely as the cars we drive now. They've made some experimental models already. Let me just do a search. Oh, here's the one. Take a look.
Not too bad. How long do you think it'll be before they go on the market?
Well, some companies are aiming for the year 2010, and I'm hoping to be one of the first to get one. In the meantime, you might want to think about getting a hybrid, too. Want to go car shopping with me?
Thanks, but I'm not as adventurous as you. I think I'll stick with my old-fashioned car.
Number one, what is the topic of the conversation? Number two, it can be inferred that the speakers are looking at... Number three, what is stated in the conversation about hybrid cars? Number four, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
And throwing away old dead batteries isn't exactly good for the environment either.
You have a point there. But still, batteries are the best way to reduce gas consumption by cars right now.
Why does the woman say this?
You have a point there. Number five. According to the conversation, which of the following is a disadvantage of hybrid cars? Number six. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. That's the most gas-efficient car ever built. Let me just bring up the website so I can show you. There's a photo of it.
It looks a little bit like a toy, but I guess it's not as bad as I thought.
What seems to be the man's attitude toward the car that the woman shows him? Number 7. Which of the following is not stated in the conversation? Number 8. According to the conversation, when might the first fuel cell vehicles go on the market? Number 9. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. In the meantime, you might want to think about getting a hybrid, too. Want to go car shopping with me?
Thanks, but I'm not as adventurous as you. I think I'll stick with my old-fashioned car.
Which of the following best expresses how the man feels about hybrid cars?